My old stomping grounds, College Park, Maryland, hired a racial equity leader. Kayla Ailese Carter supports black liberation. She says she's working with some activists to plan, quote, how we will eat and live and grow after we burn it all down. That's an official statement. She says it's not enough to be not racist. One must be actively anti-racist and working to, quote, dismantle this SHIT. That's your government. In Canada, Bill C-63, quote, amends the criminal code to create a new standalone hate crime offense that would allow penalties up to life imprisonment to deter hateful conduct, as well as raise the maximum punishments for hate propaganda offenses from 5 years to life imprisonment. A long piece in the London Times this morning describes the efforts of British Muslims, some of them, to prohibit, by law, blasphemy. One could almost lose faith in the world. But then on the bus this morning, I saw a little old lady give up her seat to a pregnant man with a beard. Did you ever notice that both climate change and the pandemic have been increasingly blamed for people just being lazy? You ever look carefully at the logo for Dominion voting machines? Look at it carefully. It's got a red ballot going in and a blue one coming out. You ever notice that on those panel shows where they've got all sides of the issues represented by people who are supposed to be on all sides of the issues, all the people are on the same side of the issue? You ever wonder how long it will even be possible to speak freely in this country? This is News Talk 1100, WCGA, in wonderful coastal Georgia.